There has been a lot of talk about artificial intelligence over the last year or so. But just how far does the technology go?
Once they have your voice, even if you say to them, "Don't call here again, I'm not interested in this, bye," that might be enough for them to duplicate your voice.
But at the same time, AI could greatly improve lives. So how do we as a society strike a balance? This is The Daily J. I'm Zach Clark. Artificial intelligence is nothing new. It's been around for years. But use by the general population has skyrocketed thanks to applications like ChatGPT. WWJ business analyst Murray Feldman tells me the growth has been so rapid that he's hosting a forum on the topic.
We'll hear from local companies about how they are putting artificial intelligence to work. We'll find out how they're teaching it in schools, and we'll look at the legal ramifications. Artificial intelligence can do everything from prescribing medications to copying somebody's voice.
You want to hear a little secret? Just between me and you? That was not Murray Feldman. It was a voice created completely by artificial intelligence that was made after listening to Murray talk. Now, Murray did hold that AI forum out in Macomb County. That part is real. And he told me that when he played that clip for the crowd, people were shocked. It certainly makes me uneasy, and the same goes for Murray. How surprised were you when you heard the cadence, the delivery, and the sound of your voice coming not out of your own mouth?
I was shocked. As a matter of fact, when I even played it for my wife, she thought it was me.
We're seeing a lot more awareness being directed at AI, and it feels like it's happened extremely quickly. ChatGPT popped up, and then now the whiplash is all over the place.
You know, it's happening so quickly. It's here to stay. We have to get used to it. We have to figure out how to manage it. Number one, you need to know where the information comes from, where it is generated from, and how it is generated. You have to make sure that it's legitimate information. Sports Illustrated was caught just this past week with a story and even a picture that was all fake. It was generated by AI, we are told. You have to really manage it and know what you're doing and where it came from. The worst thing about this is we don't know what we don't know, because it's changing so quickly.
Murray was talking about what happened at Sports Illustrated. That's becoming more common in the creative space. We've seen AI imagine what the Mona Lisa's background would look like if it were expanded. We heard the Beatles release that used AI to insert John Lennon's voice into the song. Daniel Gervais is a law professor at Nashville's Vanderbilt University who specializes in intellectual property and artificial intelligence. When it comes to this sort of thing, he says, get used to it.
Pretty much everything that's been written, whether it's music or books or anything else you can think of, has more or less already been fed to the AI machine so that it would learn. And this is how generative AI does what it does. It basically learns from everything that's already out there and then looks for ways that it can produce similar type of content. So that's already been done, at least for material in English. And, you know, there's probably going to be a little bit more, you know, time required to ingest everything that's been created by everybody around the world. But really, as a practical matter, the stuff that commercially, you know, is important has already been put into the machine.
Maybe having AI write stories or sing songs isn't great. Just how bad could it be? What about this? What happens when artificial intelligence is used to, say, help interfere with elections? The political space, when it comes to deepfakes and the manipulation of voice, this to me is where it has the most broad-based consequences at one time, right? That it can change the course of politics. Maybe. We don't know.
Well, you could call people up in somebody else's voice and probably endorse a candidate. You could probably sell a product, have somebody endorse a product. Once they get into an election system, who knows what's going to happen? And it's a pretty good thing that we in Michigan are taking precautions to make sure that the voting stays the way it is, which is pretty good. Very few issues and problems, as the courts have found.
In fact, Governor Whitmer signed legislation today aimed at curbing deceptive uses of artificial intelligence and manipulated media. The legislation comes as concerns grow that AI could be used in the 2024 presidential race to mislead voters. The next voice you'll hear belongs to Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson.
We are going to see an onslaught of efforts to confuse citizens about what's at stake, their rights and their ability to vote. We see this again in every election. In 2020, we saw robocalls telling people if you vote by mail and you have a warrant for your arrest, that may cause complications or other things to instill fear in citizens about their right to vote absentee. We want to make sure that no one confuses Detroit voters about the rights that they have to vote in 2024. Individuals who don't want people to vote in Detroit or want people to be confused about their votes and their rights now have access to this new technology that could be amplified and used through social media and elsewhere to confuse people even just about what you all and other candidates or leaders are saying through deep fakes and other types of misinformation.
Remember earlier, we played a clip of Murray that actually was not Murray, though it was shockingly close. Just how easy is it for bad actors to be able to recreate a voice?
You know, you pick up the telephone and somebody's on there with a robocall. Well, guess what? If you say, I'm not interested in this, don't ever call here again, that might be enough for them to duplicate your voice. And what could happen then? They could call friends and relatives. They could call anybody they come across in any of your files that they hack.
I heard a Feldman report where you talked about that, right? That if you think you're getting a scam phone call, don't say anything. Just hang up the phone, right? I heard you say that.
Don't say anything, because once they have your voice, even if you say to them, don't call here again, I'm not interested in this, bye. That might be enough for them to duplicate your voice.
Do you know how many words or how long it took for your voice to be duplicated in that way?
I was told it was one of my reports, which probably was a minute or under, and it took probably 5 minutes for the whole thing to be done.
So it took 1 minute of your voice, and 5 minutes later, it has duplicated your voice, and they can do whatever they want with it.
Right, and he didn't even need a minute of my voice.
We've talked about AI creating art and possibly disrupting elections, each one at a different end of the spectrum. AI and jobs are also often a sticking point, which confuses me because you hear two different things. Will AI take jobs or create them?
We're told that there could be 133 million jobs created with AI, for AI, by AI, surrounding AI. You know, then you have other people who are reacting because they're afraid jobs are going to be lost. There's a study from Goldman Sachs that says we could lose as many as 300 million jobs because of artificial intelligence. This is the robot taking over what we do.
Okay, here's where I am always a little confused. How do we balance what AI will give us versus what it will take away from us in the job space? Because you just gave me two numbers. I think you're 450 million jobs apart.
Nobody knows. We don't know because we don't know how far it's going to go. We don't know how many jobs. We don't know what AI is going to do. AI has been around for years. But what's happening over the past year is it's changed so rapidly, and it's changed so much that it can do things that we never thought it would do before. There's an online company on the West Coast that is replacing the CEO with a robot. It's true.
As AI advances, how can we protect ourselves from those trying to confuse us or harm us? For that, we turn to Josh Goldstein. Josh works on the Cyber AI Project at Georgetown University in Washington, D.C.
It's challenging because it's hard at this point to distinguish AI-generated text from human-written text just from looking at it. At times, there are deepfake videos or images that have clear tells, but particularly with text, it's very difficult to distinguish. So it's important not to look at text and just think, is this AI-generated, but actually think about, is it true? And there we have different tactics or different strategies for authenticating information or for disconfirming it. Digital literacy, particularly pivoting between different information sources, is critical. So if you see something on social media that looks like it might not be reliable, rather than asking the question, is this AI generated? Instead, look to credible information sources like news outlets, mainstream news outlets, to try to confirm whether that information is actually true.
Asking the question, how do we stop AI, is irrelevant. It's too late. Now the question must be, how do we live with AI? And people are on edge, as they should be. We've all seen Terminator or Battlestar Galactica, right? At one point, those films were fiction, but now it's up to us to make sure those films don't become reality. Today's big thanks go out to Murray Feldman, Daniel Gervais, and Josh Goldstein. Check out WWJNewsRadio.com for the top local news stories on demand 24/7. Do you want that Daily J delivered right to you? All you have to do is text WWJ to 20357 and you'll get it instantly. Message and data rates may apply. I'm Zach Clark, and this is The Daily J. Thanks for listening.